feeling tired or?
It's crook.
Crook?
Yeah. I'm getting old.
That's true. You can't change your age.
No, you do all sorts of things.
What's the best thing for me to do? I might come on this side and sit on this so then I can be close.
I'm sorry, I got the chair.
That's fine. This thing is strong enough for me, I think.
I think so. Pretty strong.
I'm actually going to Fiji now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, in about 2 weeks' time.
Oh, you liked it there, didn't you?
Yes, it's very nice.
It's a bit warmer than here.
Yes. But in here seems to be warm enough.
Yes, it's warm enough now.
Yeah.
It was very cold first thing in the morning.
Okay. The sun is shining outside, so that's why.
Well, it doesn't come around here till about
4 o'clock. Okay.
One of the nurses here is busy in there. She's lovely.
Yeah, that's good.
They seem to have nice manners. Oh, well, I hope you enjoy yourself at Fiji.
Yes.
That's one place I never got to.
Too late now.
Yeah. Oh. Couldn't get out the front door, I think.
No.
We'll be back here.
After 4 months, so I won't be here for Christmas.
No.
So I'll have to say Merry Christmas now.
Yes. We'll be back for Mark's wedding.
When is his wedding?
21st of February. No,
yes.
Not 19th of February.
Yes, I'll be back in time for that. Yes. So I'll see you at the wedding.
Yes.
If you make it that long, eh?
Yeah.
So we better talk about life after death and salvation. How to go to heaven. Have you been thinking about that?
Yes. Yeah.
So what have you been thinking about it? Well, maybe I should just give you a brief message just to help you to have faith in God. I suppose the first reason to believe is because of creation, that God is the creator. He's the beginning of the universe.
Yes.
So really we've only got two choices, that the universe just came by an accident.
Yes.
Or it came by a creator. So who started the universe? So some people, they don't believe in God because they don't want to say, well, the universe has a design. It has a designer. So what I say to people is, when we see a building, we know it has a builder. When we see a painting, we know it has a painter. So when we see the universe, it has to have a creator.
Yes.
A designer.
Yes.
So even though, you know, like the stars, they're just incredible, but there's actually amazing design.
Yes, I can't get over all design.
Yes.
Terrific.
So if you believe that, that's believing in God.
Yes, well, I do believe that.
Yeah. So that's the first step, saying, yes, God, you're my creator.
Yes.
See, what I see is, you know, this body, it grows old and weak, but really we have a spirit inside of us.
Yes.
So the body dies, but your spirit, you can't kill a spirit. It's like an angel. You can't kill an angel. God is a spirit. So when the body dies, your spirit will leave your body. But this is where we have to get ready for going to heaven. And this is why we need God's forgiveness. Forgiveness for our sins. So I'll explain it like this. We all have a conscience. Do you know what is your conscience? It's like a inner awareness of what is right and what is wrong.
Yes.
Good and evil.
Yes.
So unfortunately in this world, it's like there's a battle between good and evil, between God and the devil. So heaven, it's perfect place with no evil. So to go to heaven, we have to have forgiveness of our sins.
What if it's not sin?
Okay, well I'll explain it like this. Now every person has maybe done a small sin. Maybe they've told a lie, maybe they've stolen something. Maybe it wasn't that big a sin, maybe it was an attitude in their heart. Maybe it was unforgiveness, not forgiving someone. Maybe it was anger, hatred. So there's the big sins, but let's say there's also the small sins. So I think all of us, none of us are perfect. You know, even if we have lived our best, even if we've done our best, the most important thing is, do we really know God? Do we really, have we lived for Him, or have we lived for ourselves? So I suppose all of us were being selfish in different kinds of ways.
Yeah.
So.
Knows out.
Yeah. So I think we have to see that we have all sinned.
Yes.
So, I mean, the good news is that this is why Jesus died on the cross for you. So Jesus, He actually came from heaven for that purpose of being a sacrifice. And why did God need a sacrifice? I'll explain it like this. Okay, death. We came under the curse of death through sin. I suppose you know the story of Adam and Eve.
Yes.
So yeah, God said, if you eat from this fruit, you're going to die. Okay, when they ate from the fruit, they didn't die immediately, but it brought death into the world. So we're living in a world that's under this curse of death. So death is a curse, but this is why Jesus had to break that curse by dying on the cross for our sins and rising from the dead to break the curse of death. So this is what we're saying is the way of salvation, what Jesus has done for you. He's actually gone through death, tasted death for us. But that's the good news of why God can forgive us of our sins, because actually He's the sacrifice of dying for our sins. So I think we have to realize, yes, we've all sinned against God. We all need forgiveness. Why should God forgive me? It's because He sent Jesus to die for you. So Jesus, He carried all of our sins to the cross to die for mankind. So I remember even when I was a small boy, let's say 6, 7, 8 years old, when I did something small wrong, it was like, oh, there's darkness in my heart. But when I prayed to Jesus and said, Jesus, forgive me, it's like peace came into my heart. It's like my heart was clean.
Yeah.
And that's what salvation is. It's knowing that Jesus comes into your heart, and it's like you become the temple or the church of God, your body. So God isn't interested really in buildings.
No.
We call that a church, but really that's not what a true church is. What God is interested is living in your heart, so that you have God's peace, you have God's love in your heart. And when you have that forgiveness, that's when you can know that you're ready to go to heaven. because you've made peace with God. You know you've got salvation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you've got a touch of heaven in your heart.
Yeah.
Mm. So what I think is, it's, you know, I've been preaching in New Zealand and other countries, and sometimes I find it hard to show people why they need to believe in God, trying to tell them.
Yes.
But they've got to just open up their hearts and acknowledge God. Yes, I'm not perfect. How can I go to heaven if I'm not the close friend of God? So you have to say, God, I do want to be your friend. God, I do want to receive Jesus into my heart. Jesus, I do want to acknowledge, yes, you died for me. Okay, even though it was so long ago, it was actually 2,000 years ago, but God was doing it for you. He was doing it for all of us. So that's what you need to receive Jesus into your heart. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So really it's coming to a point where you say yes to God. God, I haven't lived for you perfectly. I haven't, maybe I'm not the God's best friend. But God, I want to give my life to you now. So it's coming to that point and saying, yes, Jesus, I accept you.
I have said that.
Okay, good. Do you want to pray again to Jesus now?
Yes, all right.
Do you want to pray in your own words, or do you want me to lead you in a prayer? Yes. You know, when it's like this, when there's a wedding, you know, the husband and wife, and I see that the man, the priest at the front, he leads them in a dedication, vows.
Yes.
And they repeat the vows after him.
That's right.
But it's, he's leading them in a dedication of committing their lives together.
Yes.
And it's the same like that with God. So I'll lead you in some words to commit your life to God. Okay, let's just say these words. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you that you love me.
Thank you that you love me.
You died on the cross for my sins.
You died on the cross for my sins.
I accept you into my heart.
I accept you into my heart.
Jesus, be my Savior.
Jesus, be my Savior.
Jesus, give me place in heaven.
Jesus, give me place in heaven.
I believe in God.
I believe in God.
That God is my Creator.
God is my Creator.
And I want to be your friend.
And I want to be your friend.
Thank you, Jesus, for saving me.
Thank you, Jesus, for saving me.
Amen.
Amen.
So you just get that peace of God come into your heart. So it's forgiveness. Because yeah. God says, yes, I forgive you.
Yes.
And God says, I love you. And then God says, yes, I do have place in heaven for you. So that's the good news of the gospel. Good news of salvation.
Yes.
So Jesus, he conquered death for us, for you. It's by death, it's defeated. So when your spirit leaves your body, because you believe in Jesus, Jesus is your Savior.
That's good.
Mm. So as I said, when I was a child, I prayed to Jesus, forgive me. Felt like my heart is clean before God. But it's not because I've been good, but it's because my trust is in God.
Yes.
So we're not trusting in ourselves. Oh, I'm a good person. No, that's not enough to get to heaven. No, it's saying, God, I'm going to go to heaven because I'm your friend. So that's what Nana May, the kind of faith that she had.
Yes.
That Jesus is my friend. How did she know it? It was because Jesus was in her heart. So you've spoken it with your mouth.
Yes.
That's a commitment to God. So, I mean, Jesus said when you acknowledge him before people, he will acknowledge you before the angels and before God the Father. So that's why, you know, it's good to acknowledge, yes, I believe in Jesus.
Yes.
I've made peace with God. I'm ready to go to heaven, whether God gives me another 5 years or another 5 months or another 5 days. We don't know.
No.
None of us know.
No.
But whenever our time to come is, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus.
I will.
Yes. I'll try and visit you again before I go, because it's still another 2 weeks before I go. So it's good to come here and see how you're doing.
Yes.
But most of all, the best thing is to know that you have made peace with God.
Yes, I
have. Because that's really all that we, at the end of the day, the most important thing. Because we want to see and see you in heaven and rejoice forever. Then your body will no longer be weak. So do you feel God's peace in your heart, or do you still feel a barrier, or do you feel like you know?
Yes, there's a little barrier.
What is that barrier?
I find something hard to believe, you know.
Okay, let's talk about that. What do you find hard?
That they would do to Jesus what they did to me. I can't accept that.
Well, it shows that, in one sense, it shows how much the reality of evil. You know, we have to reject evil, but sad to say, there is evil in this world.
It seems to be getting worse.
Yes. Sometimes it's good if you don't listen to the news too much, because it's all bad news.
Well, that's why it sort of worries me.
Yeah, evil is a very terrible thing.
Yes, it is.
And that's why we have to try and teach people God's love, God's righteousness.
But some people have different religions.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to different countries and meeting with these people and talking with them, teaching them.
Yes.
See, often they're trapped.
So that's what I mean. Things just don't go right for them.
But see, God is even working in many of these countries, especially in the Middle East, the problems in Syria, Iraq.
Yes. It just seems to have a lot of trouble.
Yeah, yes. I was just thinking,
Yes, those kind of problems are very big. And we certainly can't solve them easily.
No, that's what worries me. One religion against the other.
Yeah. But I know what Jesus said. He said, you know, people will know that they are my disciples if you love one another. So Jesus, he's come to bring that love. So sometimes America makes mistakes of thinking because they've got a big army, they can just solve the problem by attacking. But that doesn't solve the problem.
Doesn't seem to.
No. So it's up to Christians to teach God's love.
Yes.
So we have to hold on to God's love no matter how big these problems are. Because we don't want to let those kind of things become problems to our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because in some ways we're not going to have all the answers to all the questions.
Mm.
At the end of the day, God is the judge, and he knows those that walking in his love and those who are turning away from it. But it was, you know, like the devil saw God, the devil was in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Before he was removed. So he was actually like an angel, but he became rebellious and turned away. So many people, they know the right path to follow, but they turn away from God. So that's why we're always encouraging people, turn to God.
Certainly much more peaceful.
Yes. So you've confessed God, so that means Jesus is with you. So you can pray in your heart to God any time.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. What have you been praying?
Oh, all sorts of things.
One very important thing is always to have a forgiving heart.
Yes.
Don't hold any unforgiveness towards people. Because problems happen in this world, bad things happen in this world, people make mistakes. And if we hold on to other people's mistakes, then it's difficult. I remember Nana May telling this story. She might have told you that when she was young, the doctor was very mean when her mother died. And then the same doctor was very mean when her father died.
Oh.
And the doctor didn't look after them properly.
Mean.
And so that gave some bad feeling in my Nana's heart.
Yes.
And many years later, God said to her, "You have to forgive that doctor." The doctor who had been mean to her mother and father. And so she just said to God, "God, I don't know if that doctor is alive or dead, but Lord, I forgive him. Forgive him for whatever mistakes he made, wrong medical treatment. I forgive him." And then she felt more peace and forgiveness in her heart.
Oh, there
you do. Yes. So these are all things of making peace with God, friendship with God, so that his love and forgiveness is in our hearts. You know, when you think of Jesus dying on the cross, don't let it think, "Oh, how could these terrible people do that?"
Well, that's my trouble.
Yes. But think that God, he wanted to break evil. So he had to suffer himself. So it's like God himself has come into mankind's suffering. He's taken our suffering upon himself. So God did that in order to bring salvation and to reveal his love for us. So it's like God has turned a bad thing around for good. So God did that.
Yes.
I'm not making you too tired yet.
I'm always tired.
Yeah, what I was saying before, I think is trying to show the wisdom of God. See, how does God speak to human beings?
Yes, how will he?
I could say it's like this. You know, how could a how could I speak to an ant? You know, I'm so big and so strong, and an ant is so silly and so small. The only way that God in his wisdom did it, it's like God said, I'm going to become a human. Well, God has all the power. I don't have the power to become an ant and talk to the ants. Mm. But God has all power. And that's why in Jesus, God came to speak to us. So God walked among us. He showed his power. He healed the sick. He did miracles. And he spoke powerful words. That's why the Bible is so good. It's so powerful, the message there. And it's like, I'm just using that illustration. You know, if I could become an ant, I could speak to the ants.
Yeah.
But God, he became a man in Jesus to speak to us. Now, God knows everything. So he knew that people would turn against them. He knew that people would hate him. He knew that he would die.
Why should they hate him?
Many people loved him. Many people didn't want to listen to him. Like if God says, don't commit murder or don't get drunk, and everyone wants to get drunk and everyone wants to fight, they're not going to listen to God. So the same thing is happening today. When people choose to do evil, it's because they don't want to listen to God.
No.
So that's why God gave the Ten Commandments. Have you heard about the Ten Commandments?
Oh, yeah. Of course I have.
Yes.
They're very good.
Yes. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not lie. Basic things.
Yes.
But if people don't want to listen to that, and God speaks to them and they say, no, they want to do their own thing. That's why, really, that's why Jesus died. Because people didn't want to listen to God. But God, in his wisdom, took the sin of man that was against him to die for people. So what I see is God's plan, God's wisdom. He took a bad situation, turned it around for good, to bring salvation to human beings, to bring salvation to people. So because of evil, yes, Jesus died. But it's actually, that is actually what defeats evil also and conquers evil and makes forgiveness possible for God to say, okay, I can forgive you.
Make them a better person.
I'm trying to explain why the cross and Jesus' death is actually so powerful. It's actually the thing to understand is that Jesus gave his life for you.
Yes.
I explain it another way. You know, I couldn't die on a cross to save you because I've sinned, I have the sinful blood.
Yes.
I'm just saying symbolically. We're born under the curse of death. We're born in a sinful world. So that's why Jesus had to come from heaven without sin. So when he died, he was shedding holy, righteous blood, not sinful blood. So that's why the blood of Jesus has the power to save us and to forgive us. And then Jesus finished that work by rising from the dead, conquering the devil, conquering the curse of death. And then Jesus went back to heaven and he said, whoever believes in him, you receive this gift of salvation. So it's like a Christmas present. It's a gift. I just give it to you. And God wants to give it to us, salvation in heaven. But it's up to people to say, yes, I receive it. Like if a person gives you a gift, you don't like it, you throw it away, you know, you're not cherishing the gift. So when God says, I have a gift for you, a place in heaven, it's up to you to say, thank you, I receive it, I will go to heaven, or you say, no, I don't want it. So some people in the world, they're saying no to God. Others are saying yes to God. So that's why my job is to encourage everyone, say yes to God, say yes to Jesus.
Yes.
So you've said yes, just trying to give you more understanding.
Yes.
So that you don't have any confusion or doubts or understanding. Why did Jesus die for me? But you understand why it's so good that Jesus died for you.
Yes, it is good, but I can't sort of visualize anybody being so cruel.
Mm. Well, just know that the devil is that cruel. The devil is cruel.
Yes.
Mm. And when the devil gets a hold of people, unfortunately, people can become like devils also.
Yes, I suppose so.
But it's certainly been a good talk today.
Yes, it has.
So I'll come again in 1 week's time. So then you can think if you have any more questions. So we don't want you to be having the barriers. We want you to be free to have, for God to receive you. Salvation is a wonderful thing. I'm so blessed actually that God, he really touched me when I was 16 years old.
Is he?
Mm. At a youth camp.
Oh.
When Dad sold the farm,
yes.
Shifted into Whangarei, and they were looking for a new church. So they found what, of course, was a big church compared to what we were used to on the farm, that little white church.
Yeah, I remember that.
So now going into the city, finding a big church. And they were having a youth group camp for the weekend. So Mum and Dad, they said, oh, Matthew, you should go to the camp. And I said to them, oh, I don't know those people. So I don't know. But Mum and Dad, they encouraged me to go. And when I got there on the Friday night, there was a man from Australia who was sharing about how God had changed his life.
Yeah.
He had come from a family, they had all been alcoholics. He said basically his grandparents, they just drank themselves to death. They just drank and drank and drank. And he said he was on that same path until God just stepped into his life and he gave his life to Jesus and he became a pastor. So he was sharing that message and it was like a strong pressure was coming on my chest.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what is this? Maybe this is God calling me. But when I went forward, it's like I could see a bright shining light.
Uh-huh.
And when he prayed for me, it was just like power and warmth that just went through my body. So that was the first time I really had a supernatural experience. I mean, you don't have to have an experience like that to go to heaven. You just have to believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
But sometimes God, he gives us signs. So that's why I knew that God was calling me to be a missionary and a preacher. Oh, it looks like your people are coming to do this.